The Afghanistan Link Ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
It's Garrison FM. I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up with three Scots in Afghanistan, and we can speak to Private Richard Whitelock, who's actually with One Yorks, attached to three Scots. Richard, good to speak to you. First of all, how's the attachment going for you?
It's really good. Yes, it's been an interesting tour.
What's your role then with One Yorks and three Scots?
I'm with their company in two platoon, and we are based out of a PB in our area, and we work under three Scots, patrolling and carrying out ops in our area. Yeah, we've seen a lot of changes here, and it's been an interesting tour.
Okay, and the role of three Scots, and therefore yourself this time round, it's been a bit more of a step back.
It has, yeah. It's we started out the tour with ground holding and basically getting the area ready for transition. So there was a lot of patrols in and around the area that we're in, and interacting with the locals and the ANA and ANP.
Okay, and comms quite good?
Yeah. The telephone system is really good out here, and the internet's good as well when you can get hold of it.
And that's one of the pluses about getting back to the likes of Shortcut, where you are at the moment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of large amount of welfare facilities here, so it's always good when you can get on, and if you can find a seat anywhere, you can get easy comms back home.
And have you deployed before?
I have, yeah. This is my third tour. I did Iraq. One tour of Afghanistan, this is my second.
And how's this comparing?
It's been a lot more interesting than my previous tour in Afghanistan, which was up in Kabul. But Kabul was it was a big sprawling metropolis. That it's a big city. This is obviously very wide open space. Mm. It's hard going, especially with the rain. But it's good. It's flat at least.
You mentioned the rain there. When it rains, it really does rain, doesn't it?
It does. It's not rained a huge amount, according to the locals, but it rained a heck of a lot. We've had a lot of localised flooding, not necessarily in the camps themselves, but especially out in the AO itself. It got very muddy and a bit impossible at some points, but we've soldiered through. Yeah. Managed to get the job done.
Yeah, quite literally soldiered through. And what about back home, Richard? Who's back home for you?
My mum, my dad, and my two brothers.
Okay, do you want to mention them?
Yeah, I can. It's my mum, Susan, my dad, Stephen, and my brothers, Andrew and Michael, who live at home.
Okay, well, Richard, good to speak to you, and stay safe. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
And keep up with this one if you can. We're speaking now to Private Roy Murray, who's with 4 Para, attached to 1 Yorks, attached to 3 Scots. Did I just about get that right?
Yeah, that's right. 1 Yorks requested some extra bodies for Herrick 15, and there were a number of people in 4 Para looking to get Turin.
Of course, the Scots won't be a problem for you, because you're from just outside Edinburgh, Winchborough.
That's right, yeah.
And what's your role then with the attachment?
Most of the tour, we've been attached as infantry. At the moment, we're working as part of the advisor corps then.
How do you find the integration when you're working as part of an attachment?
Yeah, it's not too bad. A lot of banter going both ways, but part of the tour. Obviously, the rugby didn't go too well the other day, so I've been getting a bit of grief for that.
Yeah, I can imagine that. We'll brush over the Calcutta Cup result, I think, for both our, and indeed the performance, for both our benefits here, Roy. What about back home? Who's back home for you?
We just got married last year, so my wife's waiting for me.
What's her name?
Linda.
Okay, well, it's Valentine's Day very soon, of course. Do you have to factor in then, bearing in mind, you know, it's your first year of marriage, have you a contingency plan in place for Valentine's Day?
It's going to be a bit of a last-minute plan, but I'll get it sorted.
You see, you said far too much there. You didn't have to say any of that. You just had to say, yes, of course I have.
Yeah, that probably would have been better.
Well, say it now quick and we'll edit it in.
Yeah, plans in place.
That's good. You got a Valentine's Day message for her?
I just want to say love you loads, and I'll be home soon.
Well, Roy, good to speak to you, and thanks very much for your time today. Have a good Valentine's Day when it arrives, and hopefully we got away with that message.
Thanks very much.
And we continue our link up with Three Scots now by speaking to somebody from Four Yorks. And this time around, it's Private Andrew Lewis. Andrew, good to speak to you. And how are you enjoying the deployment?
Yeah, it's going very well, thank you. It's a great experience to be out here. Something that I don't really do very often. So, yeah, it's going quite well, thank you.
Have you deployed before?
I've previously served in Iraq, which was 6 years ago now. So, not any time recently, no.
Okay, and have you noticed a bit of a change of pace since your Iraq deployment?
Yes, obviously I'm attached to the regular army, whereas in Iraq it was a company of TA, so it's a little bit harder, and we're doing a bit more like foot patrolling where everything was vehicle mounted before, so it's a lot harder at the moment, but I'm doing fine.
Okay, and being TA, have you felt that you've fitted in really well with all the training that you've had?
Yeah, obviously when we came to the 1st Battalion, it was quite hard in terms of fitness. I'm not so fit, and but they've helped me along, and I've built up, and now I'm just like a member of the One Yorks itself now.
And what's the real job in inverted commas?
At the moment, I've been studying a foreign language, Arabic, so I needed to come on the deployment as a job, and I've saved my money up to do further studies. So.
Okay, what about back home, Andrew? Who would you like to say hi to?
I'd just like to say hi to my family. I'm looking forward to seeing them very soon, and all my friends as well.
Andrew, good to speak to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
The Afghanistan Link-Ups on Garrison FM. With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes. Visit poppyscotland.org.uk.